Tell No One by Harlan Coben. Rebecca was hurrying down the corridor. Her eyes were wide apart and green, and if she'd changed in the past 8 years, I couldn't see it. She barely broke stride when she saw me. It's a bad time, Beck. Tough, I said. I gotta shoot. Can we do this later? No. Okay, follow me. Her studio had high ceilings and cement walls painted white. There were lots of lighting umbrellas and black screens and extension cords snaking everywhere. Rebecca fiddled with a film cartridge and pretended to be busy. Tell me about the car accident, I said.
I don't get this, Beck. We've barely spoken in, what, 8 years? All of a sudden you get all obsessive about an old car accident?
I crossed my arms and waited.
Why, Beck? After all this time, why do you want to know?
Tell me. She kept her eyes averted. The unruly hair fell over half her face, but she didn't bother pushing it back.
I miss her, she said. And I miss you too.
I didn't reply to that.
I called, she said.
I know.
I tried to stay in touch. I wanted to be there.
I'm sorry, I said. And I was. Rebecca had been Elizabeth's best friend. They'd shared an apartment near Washington Square Park before we got married. I should have returned her calls or invited her over or made some kind of effort. But I didn't. Grief can be inordinately selfish. Elizabeth told me that you two were in a minor car crash, I went on. It was her fault, she said. She took her eyes off the road. Is that true?
What possible difference does it make now?
It makes a difference.
How?
What are you afraid of, Rebecca?
Now it was her time for silence.
Was there an accident or not? Her shoulder slumped as though something internal had been severed. She took a few deep breaths and kept her face down.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
She told me it was a car accident, too.
But you weren't there?
No, you were out of town, Beck. I came home one night, and Elizabeth was there. She was bruised up. I asked her what happened. She told me she'd been in a car accident, and if anyone asked, we'd been in my car.
If anyone asked.
Rebecca finally looked up. I think she meant you, Beck.
I tried to take this in.
So what really happened?
She wouldn't say.
Did you take her to a doctor?
She wouldn't let me.
Rebecca gave me a strange look. I still don't get it. Why are you asking me about this now?
I'm just trying to get a little closure. She nodded, but she didn't believe me. Neither one of us was a very good liar.
Did you take any pictures of her? I asked.
Pictures?
Of her injuries, after the accident.
God, no, why would I do that?
An awfully good question. I sat there and thought about it. I don't know how long.
Beck?
Yeah.
You look like hell.
You don't, I said.
I'm in love.
It becomes you.
Thanks.
Is he a good guy?
The best.
Maybe he deserves you then.
Maybe.
She leaned forward and kissed my cheek. It felt good, comforting.
Something happened, didn't it?
This time I opted for the truth.
I don't know.